Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine Tong.
We have an exciting show for you, as always, to prove that chronic disorders, any kind of pain, depression, emotional disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. We have two very nice guests today, so we'll get to them soon. But before that, we'd like to do a recap of last week's cases. We had Jacqueline with us, who was a retired counselor who was diagnosed with arthritis, with severe leg pain. She also has osteoporosis, back pain, and depression. She went to two doctors who prescribed her medication, she saw them, and all they wanted to do was give her more medication, more medication. After her first treatment with us, with Dr. Tong, her stress was greatly decreased. She came home and felt so relaxed. Her leg was swollen and her knee was swollen so much that the point she could not walk around. But after the treatment, she could walk 7 blocks and she went to the gym, I think, 3 times that week. Anyway, she was doing much better and she's only had about 2 or 3 treatments.
And she did not procrastinate. She had
right.
a chance.
That was another thing.
I told her that she would not because I would treat the kidney. Yes.
Right. Right. The other person we had with us was Aaron, who was diagnosed with kidney failure actually 6 years ago, I believe. And he ended up in the hospital, had about a very, very high blood pressure, 245 over 145. And they only gave him 3 months to live. Actually, no, they gave him 2 days to live. Anyway, to make a long story short, he came to see Dr. Tong after much resistance, mainly because no one could take him here. He had to actually take the bus to see Dr. Tong. And after seeing Dr. Tong for about, has it been a couple of years now?
Yeah, but on and off. A lot
on
of time,
off,
you know,
right.
a long stretch without coming
right.
to see you.
Actually, his dialysis time has been cut down. He can walk, whereas he was not able to walk before. He's going to jazz concerts now. And
walk for 2 hours.
Yeah, because he missed the bus after a jazz concert. And he walked 3 to 4 blocks in the rain, I think.
Yes.
And this is a guy that that they gave him 2 days to live after being diagnosed with kidney failure.
And after my first treatment, he said, from a 20-watt light bulb, everything but dark to 100 light bulb.
Right, you could see clearly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And these cases are very common with our treatment. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. If you'd like to make an appointment, give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Our website, again, is drtong.com, drtong.com. Okay, let's get to our first guest then.
Great.
Okay, we have our first guest with us. Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Welcome to our show.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, actually, you're talking about your father, is that correct?
Yes, about my father. He doesn't speak English, so that's why he can't talk to you. But I've been, he's my dad, of course, so I've been with my sisters helping him all through this whole process since 2000.
And what happened?
He had a stroke.
Oh, he had a stroke.
He had a stroke.
In
2000. Yeah, in his left side of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So his right side has been affected, and he's semi-paralyzed. He's very weak, and then in later in 2002, he had a neck surgery due to some numbness on both of his hands, and part of his arm too, but mostly his hands. And so he had a neck surgery, and that was the two vertebrae being fused, thinking that that's what was causing it, and it could get worse. That's what the doctor told us. So he, after that, then his he started suffering from pain, a lot of pain.
So he actually got worse after the surgery.
I'm sorry?
So he actually got worse after surgery.
He got worse after the surgery.
Yes.
The numbness didn't get worse, and that's what they were trying to get at, but it didn't get better.
And then,
the pain resulted.
Yes.
The pain after surgery. The surgery caused the pain.
So he had pain in his arms.
And pain in his arms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, up and down, and of course mostly on one arm more than the other one. And so we went to the neurosurgeon saying, well, what's going on? You know, he has all this pain, and he couldn't understand why he would have pain, because the X-rays and the MRI didn't show that there was any problem there. So all he could say was that there might have been some damage to his nerves in that area.
Okay.
And that probably that's what... But then 3 years later, because of the pain being continuously getting worse, then he got another neck surgery. And my dad, being desperate, say, yes, do anything. I just don't want to be feeling this pain.
So he had
they had been trying rehabilitation and physical therapy, but nothing was helping.
Uh-huh.
And so they did do another fusion and another vertebra. I think it was like 3 and 4 and then 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
That one wasn't as invasive. They did it from the front.
Mm-hmm.
So his recovery was much faster. But still the pain didn't go away. And so the doctor just kind of, you know, say, well, you know, the pain goes with because of that the surgery. And so they really didn't have for a satisfactory answer, you know, for us. And so my dad has been referred to again to physical therapy, but of course, because he doesn't have a lot of mobility, he has a difficult time doing the exercise. So my mom and us, we have to help him with his exercises, which was a lot of work.
And so how much did the physical therapy help?
Yeah. Well, we didn't feel that it helped.
Yes.
We did not.
And most of the time, most of the time it doesn't help.
Yeah, and they did do a technique that they do biofeedback.
Biofeedback,
And he did good in that, but it wasn't lasting.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted, you know, especially during the night and in the morning when he felt very stiff and with a lot of pain.
Okay.
Did he try acupuncture or was it another patient?
I'm sorry?
Did he try acupuncture or not?
Yes. He did try acupuncture, and that was acupuncture. He has been trying it when he's got, and he's gotten relief from that, but it's not long lasting.
Mm.
It's like it only lasts him for a few days, and then it goes right back.
How many acupuncture did he try?
Different people.
How many treatments?
Oh, many treatments. Many. Like he's done it like twice a month, because of course you know. The payment, you know, it doesn't cover by the insurance, so it has to come up. So every time he has money, then he does, because he's a believer of acupuncture.
So twice
when he was younger, he had a lower back problem, and that cured it.
Oh.
The acupuncture.
So he had it twice a month for how long? For like a year?
More than a year, on and off. You know,
okay.
I would say probably for the last 3 years.
Two years, okay.
3 years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 years. Now, I just want to explain, now, when he was younger and he had acupuncture done on his back and it helped, it's probably because he was younger, he had more energy, so
right.
the treatments were able to stick longer. He was able
right.
to get the stroke. And now he's older, he had the stroke, he had these surgeries, so it doesn't last as long because he doesn't
and
have
And the blockage is more severe.
The blockage is more severe,
the
right.
acupuncture,
right, right.
Yeah.
And, see, and basically it was just the pain, but she still couldn't move.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
so that, I think, is the stiffness comes from his immobility, you
right.
know, not able to move
right.
And,
right.
and do things, yeah.
Okay, so
and
then...
So now, it got into, before we went to see Dr. Tong, it got really bad because he couldn't stand on his right, where it's the damages. He just couldn't stand up, and it was just an excruciating pain that he couldn't even move, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so that's why, that's when we... came to Dr. Tong.
And how did you hear about Dr. Tong?
My sister heard him on the radio, on the 740. She listens to that radio.
Mm.
And so she happened to tune in when Dr. Tong was speaking. And so that's how we found out about him.
Mm. Now, how many treatments has he had now from Dr. Tong?
Three. He's had three.
Mm-hmm. So what happened after the first treatment?
After the first treatment, he went home very happy because he didn't feel any pain.
Yes.
And so he was very happy about that, the fact that he has gotten relief from his pain.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It did come back after 2 days.
Okay.
But the second treatment was much better. He said that it made him stronger, and he did start taking walking with his walker, which he hadn't been able to do before.
Yes.
Wow.
So that was a progress.
How long has he not been able to walk with a walker?
No, he hasn't.
How long?
He's in a lot of pain. I would say, more than a year, probably close to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he would only use it to, like, for example, when we put him in the shower,
mm-hmm.
you know, he could use it to hold on to while he transfers himself from one, from his wheelchair over to the stool where we sit him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. He cannot take a step.
So 2 years unable to walk with the walker, and a
yeah.
couple years of acupuncture, and he still was not able to walk. And
no.
two or five treatment, he walked with the walker.
with just a few steps, yes.
Yes.
We were very happy about that, and we just have to. Well, now I took him yesterday.
Yes.
He was very happy, and you know, Doctor, the one thing that we did notice besides not having the pain was that. His attitude.
Yes.
You know, because my dad is very positive.
Yes.
Very, very positive. He's always been like that.
Yes.
But lately, in the last few years, it's like his attitude has changed. He's become a bit negative.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But yesterday, I saw a glimpse of how he was before.
Yes.
And he was even wanting to look under the hood of my car to check something in there. You know,
that's wonderful.
I can barely stand it. So
see whether you're hiding any candies, huh?
Yeah.
That's
so
wonderful.
It was a joy seeing that in him, the fact that he's his attitude has changed, and just the fact that you can tell just by his face,
yes.
you know, that he's not in pain, because that has been very, very hard on him, and
uh-huh.
I think that's really drained him.
Now, so the pain is getting better then, right? So
yes.
It uh-huh. did come back, but now when it comes back, it's not as bad. Is that?
Not as bad, right, mm-hmm. right.
See,
and I haven't checked on him today. He had a treatment yesterday, and I haven't checked on him today, but I'll do that later this afternoon and see how he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were there. You were there. He was complaining, very severe pain on the left arm when he moved it, and
uh-huh.
I only gave him 3 shots,
mm-hmm.
and then he said the pain was not there.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So some of the pain may come back, but each time come back less and less,
right,
because
right.
you improve the circulation.
Right.
right.
And you also
right.
have to understand that he's been through 2 neck surgeries,
yes.
severe pain, had a stroke.
Yes.
You know, so for this recovery to be so fast is actually, well, this is typical of
our treatments, but
yes.
it's unheard of in
right.
in the medical field.
Right, but just be patient because he will get better. I mean, he's already getting so much better with 3 treatments. Can you imagine, you know, when
yeah.
he continues treatments?
If you can get back his Medicare and come to us continually, you know, every 2 months, 3 treatment, eventually we get him off the walker. I know
yes.
I can do that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think if he'll do that, as long as he doesn't have pain, I'm sure he'll
yes.
be able to do that. Yeah, and well, the discouraging thing about us that now I feel very encouraged is the fact that last time I took him a month ago, that I took him to his pain management doctor,
mm-hmm.
She told us that there really wasn't any more that they can do for him because his pain medication was up to the top, and if she gave him a higher dose, it was very dangerous for his system because of the liver being affected by it.
Right.
So did admit to the fact that it was in, and sort of that was very discouraging in terms of not being able to give us any options. And you know, we want to know. We want to see. We don't want to see him suffer and get a little bit of hope. But this last time, the doctor just was not at all helpful or hopeful that he would get better. So it was. It gave me a feeling that she was giving up, you know, with him.
But does she want to do an MRI?
He did do an MRI.
Okay, but
that's
what for?
It's not going to do anything.
But what for?
Well, why? Because she thought that because of the pain being so excruciating, she thought that he might have had a mini stroke.
Mm. Yeah.
And so she wanted to see an MRI to see if that. I said, okay, well, what does that mean? If he did have a mini stroke, what are you going to do? What is?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know. I have to see it first.
Exactly.
Okay, then you should ask after you see it. What are the possible options? But they don't have any options. So what good does the MRI do?
Now, is he still on pain medication or is he coming off of it now?
No. Last week, after the treatment, he didn't take any medication until the day before we went for the treatment.
Oh, that's good.
Wonderful.
That's good.
So it was like a week before he had to take medication.
Yeah, and he didn't take it in the same dose because he was taking a pill every 4 hours.
Yes.
And he had only taken two the whole day.
Yes.
The 24 hours. So that was a something that was very good, you know, in terms of getting all that drug. And because we worry about all that drug in the system.
Right.
Yeah.
It harms the liver.
I want the listener out there to think of this. If the medical profession and the government hear all this and recognize this and let Medicare pay for a treatment every week.
Just once a week.
We can cure all these people.
Once a week, that's all.
And you'll save so much money and will not harm so many people.
We'll save money on surgeries.
Your dad have a liver problem in the past, okay?
Uh-huh.
And now you give all these drugs, you're going to harm the liver.
Yes.
And pain should not be managed. Pain should be cure, not managed.
And that's the whole thing that they weren't able to tell me what was causing the pain. There had to be a cause.
Yes.
They're only attacking the pain, and that's what's so frustrating.
Exactly.
To tell me what's causing it so we can prevent it, so we can help it at its source.
They just
couldn't tell me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mary Lou, you're very, very sharp in this point, okay?
Yes,
you
is.
Need to treat the cause. You need to treat the real problem, not the symptom.
Because the pain, otherwise it will keep coming back.
You know, you can paint the water stain on the wall, but not treat the leak. Who does that in the real world?
Yeah, exactly.
So you can have all this experiment proving one pain better than another pain, and you call this scientific. And that's what exactly drug experiment study do. One drug better than another one. I say one pain is better than another one. Covering
paint,
the water
right?
stain.
You're talking about the paint. Yes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, Mary Lou, thank you so much for joining us today. This story is incredible. We are going to have to follow your father's progress with the treatments.
Yes.
And hopefully he can continue treatments then.
Yes.
Yeah, he's very, very, very happy, and I'm hoping that you know, he's able to continue, you know, and see if at least we can see him a little bit, walk, you know, a little bit more.
He will.
Yeah. I want to
keep him a little bit active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to make one more comment, okay? Uh-huh. Our treatment is exactly acupuncture principle, okay? Except that our treatment is much, much more strong, and that's why two treatments can replace 2 years of acupuncture treatment, okay?
Uh-huh.
What it does, okay, the cause of the pain, the cause of the emotional problem has to do with his spirit, not in the body. So what I did was putting his spirit and his body back together. That's why he was so happy. Mm-hmm. And you guys may have heard of a patient who stabbed himself and punctured into the brain. He was a young boy, been depressed all his life. And now, after the treatment, the depression was gone.
Mm-hmm.
His mind and soul are back together.
Well, Mary Lou, thank you again for joining us today. We know you're so busy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for letting me share my ideas. And I have, you know, so many questions, so this would be really intriguing to follow it also for me.
Yes.
I am a believer of natural medicine, you
good.
Know.
So great, yeah.
It's a good thing for me, a good learning experience.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Well, have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. We just had with us on the line Mary Lou, who was talking about her father, who had a stroke 7 years ago, went through two neck surgeries to have his vertebrae fused in severe excruciating pain, went for about 2 years of acupuncture, still could not find any pain relief. After two treatments, no pain. Actually, after the first treatment, he had no pain. Second treatment, he was so strong that he could actually walk with his walker, excuse me, which he could not do for over a year. Give us a call.
He's much happier.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have our next guest on the line, Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how's it
going?
Hi,
Bob.
Good, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Tell us where you're from and what you do.
Oh, I live in San Juan Capistrano, and I work at the Saddleback College Library.
Okay. And why don't you give us a little history of what happened, why you came to see Dr. Tong?
Oh, about a month or so ago, I was at a local store, and I fell down and landed on my knees, but I also landed on my hands, and I think my hands got the worst of it. And it caused some pain in my wrist, and also my lower back was giving me a little pain, too.
How severe were your pain? You seem like you know, what you described is not quite like the severity of your pain, especially on your wrist.
The wrist was the worst. In fact, like on a scale of 1 to 10, I think it was at least a 5, and sometimes I went up to like about a 7. I was just, maybe about a week ago, got up to a 7.
And what did you do for the pain before you came to see us?
I just took a Tylenol painkiller. That was about all.
And did it help?
A little bit.
Okay.
I want to give a little background, Barb, okay, to tell you how the emotional affect you, okay? The fall may be part of the problem, but the main reason is that your mother died recently, okay? You're very, very attached to your mom. Your mom, that was Mary, and
right.
She's been...
we had her, well, we talked about her on the show.
Talked to Karen.
Right? Karen, okay. Your cousin.
Yeah, your cousin that gives us no... Your mom had been sick all this time, but we help her. But she died, and the reason why in the wrist, there are two channels. One is heart channel, one is the
pericardium
channel that receive, those are the antenna, that receive the love and joy energy from your soul. And when your mom died, that's blocked. So with that block, your wrist become weak because there's no circulation there. So is you any injury, you will be magnified.
Right, the pain is worse.
The pain will be magnified. Right. The circulation is already blocked from the sad event. So how were you feeling emotionally before you get the treatment from me?
Well, not good at all.
Not good at all. Can you describe it? Yeah.
Real bad, like.
Yeah, why don't you describe? Well, because your mother, when did she pass away? About
October 24th.
Okay, so about a month ago.
Yeah, a little over a month ago.
Right.
So how do you know different between before the treatment emotionally and after the treatment?
Well, before the treatment emotionally, I was feeling real bad. You know, just felt like all was lost. You know, I thought, gee, I lost my mom. She's been my mom for 55 years, and this is the worst thing I could ever go through.
Yes.
Of course, I did have support from Karen and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it didn't help a lot. You know, I needed something else, so.
How about after the treatment? How do you feel after the treatment?
After the treatment, I felt a lot better.
Yeah, a lot better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it still, it still goes back. I think it needs more than a couple of treatments to.
Exactly,
right,
okay.
Right, right. Because you were very close to her.
How long ago was the treatment?
Oh, let's see. When did they start the treatment? I think it was about 2 weeks ago.
Right. So you've had two treatments now, right?
Right. One. Today I'm going to get my third treatment.
Okay. All right, okay.
So how are your wrists now and just emotionally, how is it in your back and everything?
Well, my back seems quite a bit better. My wrists, they still give me some problems. And emotionally it is coming along a little better. There are days when I just get real lonely and all.
You were very
But right after the treatment, you were happy.
Oh, I was very happy after.
Remember, right after my first, I remember you were happy.
Yeah, and I went to work that night. They all noticed me at work. They all said, hey, you're real happy, talking about the treatments.
Well, here's my point. I want to make this point, okay? The fact that your mother died, you were really, really sad, okay? Just right after 5 minutes or 10 minutes treatment, the event did not change. The fact did not change.
Right.
But emotionally, you're totally different.
Right.
The set event doesn't affect you. That is because your body and mind are much together, mm-hmm. and the mind is next to the spirit, and the spirit next to
right.
the eternal truth.
Right. Yeah, you're able to deal with it and
exactly.
accept it, and you're okay with it.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you get more treatment, eventually all the sadness and loneliness won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
I was depressed before for a few years. I know it's all awful. It's worse than pain. It's really much worse than pain.
It is.
You lose all drive to, you know, with pain, okay? I want to overcome it. I want to fight it. But with depression,
right.
I just lost the interest. You know? You just exist. Terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, have a great day. And thanks so much for joining us, Bob.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you're just joining us now, we were just on the line with Bob, who fell a month ago on his hands and knees with severe pain in his wrist. Also, his mother died recently, who he was very close to, so he had a lot of emotional trauma as well. He's had two treatments with us now, emotionally doing better.
Yes.
Still a little ways to go, but doing better. More hopeful. The back pain is greatly reduced, and the wrist pain getting better as well. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. You want to add anything else about the emotion?
Yeah, the same thing, okay? Like, you know, Jose, Mary Lou's father afterwards,
stroke.
So much happy.
Right.
You think that's a byproduct? It's not. We treat both the emotion right. and the physical together.
In fact, sometimes, a lot of the times, emotion is the cause of the physical symptom.
Almost all the time. Yes.
Yeah. And sometimes.
Everything is caused by mind-body
right.
blockage.
Right.
Even physical trauma are caused by mind-body blockage.
Right.
The qi is not there to open up the circulation. That's the cause. So you cannot get from a Western doctor the cause of the problem.
Well, the thing is, you know, when your mind is blocked, you're not as alert, and you don't think as clearly, and so you can fall, or, you know, that's the trauma. That can cause the trauma as well. So a lot of the time, this is usually from an emotional or mental block.
Yeah, physiologically. Okay, the qi enter your body and open up circulation.
Mm-hmm.
So any pain, depression, physical or emotional problem come from the fact that qi is blocked, the
right.
mind is not there.
And we do this by a very strong form of acupuncture. Our treatment is like an acupuncture treatment, except much stronger, because we inject
Exactly same principle.
We inject a very diluted solution of marcaine.
Yes.
So give us a call at 714-556-8664. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.